Welcome to The Print AM. I'm Shikha Salaria, special correspondent with The Print, and I cover politics, government and crime in the vast state of Uttar Pradesh. Today, I'm bringing to you the podcast version of my story on why the Samajwadi Party has swung focus from Muslims and Yadavs to Dalits and OBCs ahead of the Lok Sabha polls in UP. The Samajwadi Party has nominated 28 OBCs and 14 Dalits as candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in Uttar Pradesh in what political experts are calling a bold and calculated strategy to broaden its electoral base and counter the BJP's polarizing tactics. Often accused by the BJP of favoring Muslims, the SP has fielded only 4 Muslim candidates in constituencies where the community has a sizable population. Instead, the party is now concentrating on wooing the OBCs, the largest voting bloc in UP, comprising 40% of the population, along with Dalits who constitute 20%. Out of UP's 80 Lok Sabha seats, the SP is contesting 62. Its India Alliance partners are contesting the remaining 18 and 17 for Congress and 1 for the TMC in Bhadohi. So far, the SP has announced a total of 57 candidates, which includes 10 from upper caste other than those from the OBC, Dalit and Muslim communities. The party's candidate selection also reflects a detailed caste calculus tailored to suit the demographics of each constituency. Among the 28 OBC candidates, 4 are Yadavs, while the rest include 4 Varmas, 3 Nishads, 2 Patels, 2 Jats, and 1 each from the Kushwaha, Pal, Rajbar, Bind, and Gurjar communities. The 14 Dalits include 6 Jatavs and 8 non-Jatavs. Even in the 2022 UP state elections, as political analysts had pointed out earlier, there was a shift from the usual Muslim-Yadav alliance of the Samajwadi Party on one side and the Hindu-Muslim binary on the other, with smaller caste groups becoming more prominent in how political parties distributed their tickets. Now, with the Dalit vote base of the Bahujan Samaj Party weakening and an alliance with Congress in place, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav is seizing the opportunity to broaden the party's reach, while also banking on the continued support of Muslims and Yadavs, said Mirza Asmer Beg, a professor of political science at Aligarh Muslim University. However, even a section of Yadavs voted for the BJP in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, so it remains to be seen how this move fares on the ground, he added. Ahead of the elections, the Samajwadi Party launched its PDA slogan, standing for Pichhade, Dalit and Alpsankhyak. That is backwards, Dalits and minorities. This has signaled its concerted attempt to return to its foundational backward class politics, including trying to attract Dalits who have traditionally supported the Mayawati-led BSP. With the BSP's vote bank eroding, the SP has poached several Dalit and Muslim leaders, including current and former MPs and MLAs from the party, especially in the wake of BSP parting its ways with it after fighting the 2019 Lok Sabha polls together. SP leaders now claim that even traditional BSP voters are shifting their allegiance. While all other parties have given tickets to Dalits on reserved seats, SP has given tickets to our community even on 2 general seats, that is Ayodhya and Meerut, said Mithai Lal Bharti, who switched over to SP from the BSP in 2019 and is now the national president of SP's Ambedkar Vahini. Bharti told The Print that the SP had adopted the principles once espoused by BSP founder Kanshi Ram. The SP has also fielded upper caste and minorities. This is in line with Kanshi Ramji's slogan, Jiski Jitni Sankhya Bhari, Uski Utni Bhagidari, which was published in the Samajwadi Party's bulletin 3 years back. The SP has given real meaning to the slogan, he said. Criticizing BJP leaders, including Ayodhya MP Lallu Singh and Nagaur candidate Jyoti Mirda, for their controversial remarks about changing the constitution, Bharti said that the Dalits were united against the idea. BJP leaders, including MPs and their candidates, have been openly claiming that they want to change the constitution. The Dalit society wants to save the constitution, something that the BSP is not in a position to do, he said. SP spokesperson Manoj Kaka told The Print that the party is doubling down on its historical focus on backward politics, a strategy shaped by its founder Netaji Mulayam Singh Yadav and ideologue Ram Manohar Lohia. He pointed out that before the BJP started wooing OBCs and Dalits, it was the Samajwadi Party that espoused the slogan Sanspane Bandhi Gant Pichhada Pave Saume Saath. That is, socialists have taken a vow, backwards should get 60 out of 100. We are trying to walk the road that Netaji took, said SP spokesperson Juhi Singh on the party's PDA tilt. We are committed to ensuring the participation of PDA, including women, and carrying out the caste census. According to Singh, however, their candidates have not been parachuted in for strategic reasons. The SP is committed to the proper representation to SCs and STs. We've fielded Dalits even on two non-reserve seats, not because it's just a strategy, but because the candidates really fit into their constituencies, she said. Despite its tag as an MY party, SP has chosen to nominate only four Muslim candidates as it shifts its focus to OBCs and Dalits. This pivot from religion-based to caste-based politics is designed to counter the BJP, with the SP betting that Muslims and Yadavs will remain loyal supporters, according to political experts. It has been observed in the past that whenever the SP and BSP field Muslim candidates, there is sharp polarization of Hindu voters too, which helps the BJP candidate, explained Shashikant Pandey, head of the political science department at Babasaheb Bhimrao Ambedkar University. By fielding fewer Muslims and more non-Yadav OBCs and Dalits, the SP is trying to diffuse that possibility this time. Fielding more non-Yadavs and Dalits is predicated on the assumption that Yadavs and Muslims will vote for the SP anyway, Pandey added. This is a calculated move. It can either help boost the SP or be disastrous, but that only time can tell, he said. Another factor influencing SP's candidate selection is weakening BJP's accusations of appeasement politics towards Muslims, notes AMU professor Mirza Asmer Beg, quoted earlier. In the past, it has been seen that Akhilesh has steered away from mentioning the word secular to avoid the BJP attacking it for being a party which favors Muslims, he said. SP has realized that only Muslim-Yadav combination doesn't work, and it has to expand its base into the OBCs, which form the largest vote base in UP and the Dalits. For more such analysis on politics and governance-related stories on UP, tune in to The Print AM every day and subscribe to The Print.